The Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon, is an interesting book. It's essentially a love poem, really a dialogue between two beloved, man and a woman, with a few comments thrown in by friends throughout. It's one of those books that if you read it, you might wonder how it ever got put in the Bible. It's kind of a racy book. Maybe sensual is the better way to put that. But I remember coming across it my early teen years when I was reading through the Bible. Had made that long slog through Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy and even the Psalms at that. I was like, will I ever get to the end of the Bible? I was set on reading through it. And then I got to, Proverbs wasn't bad, and Ecclesiastes, and then I get to the Song of Songs, and I start coming across all these references to breasts. Boy, that was kind of exciting at that age. What in the Bible? What is this? Does the pastor know this is in here? It's a love poem, and it is rich and sensual of two people in love. And it expresses the kind of love that we have celebrated with Gary and Rose a few weeks ago, and Willard and Alice today, the kind of love you need, deep and passionate and committed and rich, to get you through 50 years or more. With the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows. But the question still remains, why is this book in the Bible? Well, although this book to our modern ears might seem strange, many of the more ancient Christian writers and thinkers and preachers embraced this book. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux preached 86 sermons on just the first 35 verses of this book. I'm just going to preach one for the moment here. Of course, it has been interpreted to reveal not just the love of two human beings for each other, it certainly does that and speaks to that, but the love between God and us, between Christ and the church, between Christ and you and me. And that's where this book really gets fascinating. Because that especially might, these days a love poem, even with references to breasts and things, that's not even as bad as you get on, cable TV at 8 o'clock at night. But to think about this kind of love, passionate, sensual, even physical, in relation to God and us, that might be a new idea for some of us. That might be how God loves us and we are to love God that deeply and passionately. Many of us were brought up that whenever the love of God was mentioned, it seemed like there was always some judgment with it or sternness, finger wagging. God loves you, sure, but you better be good. The love of high school principal for you or something. They say they like you, but you're not quite sure most of the time. But to think about God loving us richly, deeply, passionately, God saying, I've set you as a seal on my heart. My love for you is greater than death. It's a flame that can never be quenched. course, that idea is nothing new. There were periods and people in the early history of the church who took this almost literally, particularly women. Through a period of the early church, there were women who would, instead of marrying another human being, would devote their lives to Christ. In fact, there would be wedding ceremonies for these women to devote themselves to Christ in the way they otherwise might have to an earthly husband, with rings and everything. There are certain writers, among them Hildegard of Bingen, Julian of Norwich, others, Mechtild of Magdeburg, who has one of the best names in all of Christian history. These women who write great, sensual, passionate accounts of their relationship with God, with Christ. Not love just as a word, you know, and we've kind of taken, in some ways, the real meaning of love out of that word by our using it so often these days. You know, by saying, oh, I love ice cream. I love chocolate. Love your new dress. Oh, I love this new TV show. Let me tell you about it. I mean, we've kind of taken the depth out of it. But this is Song of Songs type love. This is the depth of hearts and passion and bodies. Did you ever think that God loves your body like a lover? I mean, God did create it. But many of us, again, have grown up being told, oh, the body, it's bad, it's evil, it's all about the soul. But Song of Songs reminds us, you know, God made your body. Did you ever think about God seeing you, not the way you sometimes see yourself as needing to lose weight or get a new haircut or whatever, but God looks at you and says, ah, your eyes, your hair, your breasts. Did you ever think God loved you that way? But that's the depth of God's love for each of us. This is pretty radical stuff, folks, but important. The reminder that God is our beloved and we are God's beloved. Forever. God's faithful love never ends. And so when we have human love, when we share human love with another human being or through family, through marriage, through friendship, through all those relationships, we are reflecting the way God feels about us. Love. God is love. And not just some abstract surface, yeah, I love you kind of thing. Yeah, I love chocolate and my new car and you. No, this is I love you. This is when you feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, when you feel the breeze caressing you. It's God. I know, this is a little racy for some of us Presbyterians to even think about. But it's the way God loves each and every one of us. So I invite you this week to keep that in mind. The deep, passionate, sensual love that God has for you. It's interesting to think about God loving in that way. I would also say this gives new meaning to some of the things, the references in the Old Testament where it talks about God being jealous. There are times the Old Testament particularly talks about God almost feeling like a jilted lover who has reached out to us with passionate love and we have turned away. We have gone after other idols instead. Do you ever think about the fact God loves you so much that God is kind of upset when you turn away, like a lover who has been turned away from? I invite you to, I was going to say ponder this, but don't do it up here this week. Ponder it in here. Know how much God loves you. And then I would encourage you to begin thinking about how can we show that sort of love to God? Have a good week. Amen.